Hi, Jamie Davis, the Pod Medic from Health Tech Weekly and the Tech Podcast Network here in the Be Well booth at CES 2015. And we're going to be talking about the ThermoFlash. It's a thermometer to take someone's temperature, but you don't actually have to touch them to do it, which is a big deal when you're dealing with things like infectious diseases in places like Africa with Ebola. And I have Francois, doctor. How are you? It's good to see you and meet you. Tell us a little bit about the ThermoFlash and how it came to be.
Okay, so the ThermoFlash here has been invented by Eric Seban, the CEO of Visiomed, in 2007. And it's been used since by NATO, the US Army, first in the flu, and now in Ebola since nearly 1 year now. It's been used a lot in Ebola. Now it's used by the US Army, the Swiss Army, and it's used all over the world because, first of all, it's very accurate. It can, acclimate itself to the environment, to the hygrometry, and to the temperature. And it can give very accurate temperature without contact, just by taking the temperature on the temporal artery.
Okay, so the temporal artery right here.
Yeah.
It knows what temperature the outside is, the air around you is, yeah. And it acclimates to that and still reads an accurate temperature at this location.
So you can see here is a small probe for the environment, and you have the main probe here for sensing the body temperature. It also, it was created at first because actually Eric, the CEO, had his own child that was sick, and he had to monitor its temperature like 3-4 times a day, and he used the good old rectal thermometer, and he thought it was something new could be created,
yes.
And so he created the ThermoFlash.
Yeah, it's definitely something, you don't want to have to wake your children up every time you need to check their temperature in the middle of the night. It's important to do that and monitor their temperature, but you don't want to have to go through the process of waking them every time just to see if they have a fever or not.
Yeah, exactly. And what's great with the temporal artery, it's very accessible all the time. Even if the baby's sleeping, whatever, you can always access it very easily.
So is this going to be available for consumers soon?
Yeah, it's going to be available from the end of the CES on in the US. It's FDA approved, obviously. It's been, we have a contract with the US Army, and I think we have a contract pending with CDC.
So how much is it, and where can people find out more information about it?
So you can find information on our website, around this one, which is not connected, is around $60 to $70, I think. And the connected device is around $100.
Okay, and that means it connects to your smartphone and your other devices,
yeah.
So that you can track and trend temperatures if you want to, you know, see how someone's getting well or not over the course of time.
There are quite a lot of NGOs working now on Ebola. They are interested, and governments also, with the connected solution, because it can give real-time alerts. So for fever control and epidemic control, it's very interesting because of the connected thermometer. It can send directly to the cloud all the temperatures, and you can monitor in real-time all the places.
Excellent. Well, you know, there's all kinds of things out there, and one of the things I really like about this is that it's taking an old medical vital sign, temperature, and finding a new way to arrive at that without being invasive, without having to wake somebody or disturb someone. This means that parents don't have to wake their children. Nurses don't have to come in and wake up their patients. They can just walk up, scan them, and walk back out again. I think it's really cool. So we're going to find out more about this. I'll have links to this in the show notes, and you can find out more over at htweekly.com. Remember to find all of our Tech Podcast Network coverage over at tpn.tv.